We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, eco-conscious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Ita Blessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on Ate Uve, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jovitel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristal Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Chat Finger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Chat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Surprise! Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Cuba will add 250,000 jobs to her private sector. In eco news, Israel is planning a leading alternative energy center. In sports news, baseball benefits disadvantaged youths of South Africa. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 20, is Universal Children's Day. In 1954, the United Nations encouraged all countries to establish this day to honour youngsters around the earth. It is an occasion to promote their health and welfare and praise youth's many gifts to the global community. The Declaration of the Rights of the Child in 1959 and the Convention of the Rights of the Child in 1989 were also adopted by the UN on this day. Celebrations for this special time include informative campaigns, school festivals and personal contributions to a charity which assists young people. May each precious youngster be blessed with a life filled with love on a peaceful and sustainable planet.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Formosa or Taiwan. Bringing torrential rains and devastating mud flows, Typhoon Megi brought extensive damage and claimed the lives of at least 36 people, including several in a Buddhist temple building, as well as Chinese visitors who had been traveling in a landslide-stricken bus.
Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with the officials to see if additional aid was needed.
Seeing that the storm victims were generally well cared for and recovering, our association members went to convey Supreme Master Qinghai's love and comfort to the family of one police officer who had lost his life in the line of duty due to a falling boulder during the storm. Tasi Police Sergeant A. Kwai Lai's widowed wife was also offered a cash gift to help with any financial needs at that time. Mrs. Lai appeared to become calmer as she expressed her gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's love through the visit.
Upon receiving our association members' update, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that they please bring candles, flowers, gifts for the children, and to check again at some point to see if more help is needed for the policeman's family and others. With thanks to all Formosan or Taiwanese officials, police officers and personnel whose diligent efforts helped speed the recovery of the afflicted, we also appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's sympathies and care and our association members for their neighborly gesture. Our prayers that the sorrows of such extreme weather events subside as we all turn to kinder ways to treat the earth.
Colombia endures continued rains, with the ongoing storms claiming another six lives in a mudslide on Tuesday, November 16th, the Colombian Red Cross launched an appeal for funds as the rainy season's total fatalities reached 136, with over 1.2 million people affected across 27 of Colombia's 32 provinces since June. Rivers that have breached their banks, together with flash floods and landslides, have forced thousands to seek safety on rooftops and other temporary locations, as more than 200,000 homes were destroyed and many roads and crops damaged. Areas hardest hit were near the capital city, Bogota, as well as through the nation's central and northern areas. Despite the government's allocation of $160 million to aid those affected and efforts by the Red Cross to distribute tons of relief materials, numerous people have yet to receive support.
Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $20,000 for urgent supplies as she asked that our association members please go if possible to assist the most vulnerable. This amount could obtain $101,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Colombia. Our grateful thanks to the Colombian government, the Red Cross, and all personnel for your timely and caring actions, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for loving support to those in need. Wishing the storm-afflicted Colombians a smooth recovery of regular day-to-day life as we pray for humanity's more conscientious care of the environment to ease such calamities as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Bird flu reemerges in Hong Kong. Health officials have announced the first case of bird flu in humans seen in the region since 2003, as a 59-year-old woman was admitted to the hospital and is now in serious condition in intensive care. The patient first showed pneumonia-like symptoms after returning from a visit to mainland China, where she had consumed chicken with her family at a market. Her husband also had symptoms of the disease, but has thankfully recovered. This new case has prompted officials to issue a serious avian influenza alert throughout Hong Kong. We send our prayers for the full recovery of the unfortunate woman. May such diseases cease to exist as more and more people turn away from meat consumption in realizing the multiple benefits of humane and wholesome plant-based fare.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production:
rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola resistant virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
UK ready to help Ireland with debt. British Chancellor George Osborne has offered financial assistance to the Republic of Ireland as part of a larger plan by the European Union to help the country with a stabilization fund. Once known as the Celtic Tiger for the country's robust growth, Ireland has more recently been coping with economic challenges. On behalf of the British government, Chancellor Osborne has pledged $11 billion in loans, stating, "Ireland is our closest neighbor, and it's in Britain's national interest that the Irish economy is successful and that we have a stable banking system." So Britain stands ready to support Ireland in the steps that it needs to take to bring about that stability. The loan is expected to be part of an $80 billion financing package offered by the European Union. Many thanks, Your Excellency, United Kingdom and European Union, for your willingness to assist in the recovery of the Irish banking system. Wishing the people of Ireland and all the European Union abundant prosperity and sustainable growth.
Russian and Iranian presidents meet. On Thursday, November 18th, Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev and his Iranian counterpart Mahmoud Ahmadinejad met for talks during the Caspian Sea Summit in Baku, Azerbaijan. President Medvedev affirmed his country's readiness to support Iran in endeavors such as a peaceful nuclear program, with an example of their country's cooperation being Russia's assistance in launching Iran's first nuclear power plant at Bushehr, a project approved by the United Nations. The leaders also spoke of increasing bilateral relations, such as in trade and economics. "We respectfully laud Your Excellencies for your amicable and forward-thinking meeting. Blessed be such efforts in furthering the well-being of the Russian and Iranian people, as you also foster a more harmonious future for citizens across the globe."
Japanese spacecraft brings asteroid particles to Earth for the first time. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, or JAXA, confirmed on Tuesday, November 16th, that the nation's Hayabusa space probe had recovered dust from the surface of the asteroid Itokawa, 300 million kilometers from Earth. It is the first time that particles from a celestial body other than the Moon have been collected, and as asteroids are believed to maintain their original state over time, could provide scientists with clues on the origin of the solar system some 4.6 billion years ago, as well as insight on the risk of asteroid impacts to the Earth. The Hayabusa was sent into space in May 2003, returning some 2 billion kilometers, and 7 years later on June 13, 2010, with more than 1,500 small particles from the asteroid Itokawa. Most of the particles measure 0.001 millimeters in diameter and contain unusual mineral substances. Portions of these samples will be distributed to researchers globally for further testing. Speaking of discoveries yet to be revealed from such a find, a JAXA spokesman said, "There is so much that humans don't know, but research, not just into these particles but into other findings, could provide us with hints on how the solar system and the planets were formed." Our respectful hats off scientists and Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency on these exciting discoveries. As such remarkable feats help us gain more insight into our galaxy, may we also utilize the information to be better stewards of our precious planetary home.
Australian divers free great white shark from plastic debris. A great white shark in the waters of South Australia was discovered with a plastic strap binding his torso and one fin, which severely restricted his movements and was damaging part of his gills. After seeing that the plastic must be removed for the shark to survive, Australian diver Andrew Fox and his father, legendary shark survivor and conservationist Rodney Fox, along with other divers, made several expeditions to the area, with Mr. Rodney Fox saying that it seemed the shark, who they affectionately named Strappy, knew of their good intentions. He was able to cut the plastic strap and free the marine animal, saying that this type of human-caused endangerment is frequent. Darren Kindleysides of the Australian Marine Conservation Society stated, "Unfortunately, plastic debris is one of the biggest threats to marine life, and with the amount of plastics we produce and dump increasing, it's not surprising our marine life is increasingly becoming entangled. Our hats off and heartfelt thanks, father and son team Rodney and Andrew Fox, as well as all shark divers who helped Strappy regain his health and freedom. May we be more considerate in clearing the oceans of such human-made debris to protect all cherished marine co-inhabitants from harm."
Save Our Planet, Groundwater Overpumping Linked to Sea Level Rise. Published in the Geophysical Review Letters, a new study by researchers in the Netherlands has shown that runoff and evaporation from worldwide depletion of groundwater accounts for about 25% of today's rising sea levels. The scientists reported that volumes of groundwater removal have more than doubled from 99.7 million acre-feet in 1960 to 229.4 million in 2000. However, at the same time that groundwater use is contributing to sea level rise, it is also creating water shortages due to a general inability for water tables to be quickly replenished.
Dr. Peter H. Gleick, leading expert on water issues and president of the Oakland-based Pacific Institute in California, USA, highlighted the inevitable dwindling of such sources. As he said, 40% of our groundwater withdrawals are coming from unsustainable sources of water. By definition, unsustainable means it can't continue forever. The researchers concluded by stating that the effect on sea level rise is expected to diminish, but that is only because continued use at this rate will run the underground basins dry.
Dutch researchers and Dr. Gleick, we appreciate your highlighting the multitude of problems arising from unsustainable resource use. May we all strive for greater consciousness of our water footprint to live more harmoniously with nature.
During a February 2009 video conference in Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the urgent need for humanity to tread more lightly on our fragile planet.
We do hope we do something so that we can stop the rising sea level the way it is right now and not getting worse, so that other nations can still help the already sinking nations. Being frugal is the key. Being frugal meaning also we go organic and vegan, because this method will help to eliminate the excessive use of natural resource for producing meat and dairy products. And in that case, we will have enough to feed everybody. Organic farming actually restores the topsoil and cleans the air and water supplies even. And if we go organic, vegan, then everything will be back to normal before, and even better, more lushful, more plentiful, more abundant for all to enjoy in clean air, peace, love, good health, and long life.
Save Our Planet. In California, USA, the Los Angeles Board of Supervisors approves a ban on free disposable plastic bags, with the requirement to charge even for paper bags in an effort to decrease pollution and encourage shoppers toward recycling and reuse.
Save Our Planet. Saying that current conservation measures are not adequately protecting the species, the European Commission calls for a 50% reduction in cod fishing from the North Sea, as well as an action plan to ensure better preservation of fish populations.
Save Our Planet. Scientists discover a new species of lizard in O Lạc or Vietnam, made up of only females that are able to reproduce by cloning themselves in a process known as parthenogenesis.
Save Our Planet. At the Governor's Global Climate Summit 3 in California, USA, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger calls for action by national governments on climate change as he encourages state governments and business leaders to continue to work toward a greener future.
Hello, I'm Caring the Kangaroo, and this is my precious son, Baby Joey.
We're following an earth-protecting, animal-free diet, and are here with a Thanksgiving holiday tip.
As you give thanks for your loved ones, please remember to express your gratitude to our cherished animal friends.
A wonderful way to thank them for all the ways they've enriched the earth and our lives is by choosing to eat a vegan holiday meal and go on with it lifelong.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In world news, Cuba plans to reorganize her employment sector. Cuban President His Excellency Raul Castro has announced that an estimated 250,000 people will soon be joining the private sector within 178 work categories. Simultaneously, the number of jobs in the public sphere will be reduced. Retraining will be provided to enable individuals to work in higher demand jobs or be self-employed. Also, it is envisioned that this change should facilitate increases in wages for many workers. Our heartfelt congratulations, Your Excellency Raul Castro, and Cuba on these significant developments. May they bring numerous benefits and much joy to the kind-hearted people of your sun-blessed nation.
In eco-energy news, Israel is planning a leading alternative energy facility. It is expected to be a top center for sustainable energy and research and development in the area. The Rava Group, which was started by Israel's Ben-Gurion University of the Negev and the Eilat Eilot municipality, includes Israeli and international industrial and investment companies, as well as academic organizations. Israel's Ministry of Industry, Trade and Labor and the Rava Group will each contribute $15 million in support of the project. President of the university, Dr. Rivka Karmi, said, "Clean industries bring quality jobs and ultimately add to the greater well-being of the region. Our sincere thankfulness, Israel and Rava Group, for your commitment to environmentally conscious supplies of energy. May all nations increase their earth-protective practices, including advocating for the low-emissions vegan diet." Coming up on Noteworthy News, sports coaching and academic tutoring go hand in hand in a township of South Africa. We'll let the cat out and come right back. Please stay tuned for more assuring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for a progressive world. In sports news, baseball benefits disadvantaged youths of South Africa. 4 years ago, Coach Yamako Gabada introduced the sport to the underserved township of Philippi near Cape Town. A team was established called Philippi Angels, which was successful in the local league. As the game increased in popularity, more youngsters joined up. The sports coaching, coupled with academic tutoring, is having positive results. For example, one student, Mascoli Jack, has had improved scholastic performance to the extent that he now plans to study environmental conservation at university. Kudos, Coach Yamako Gabada, Mascoli Jack, and all those involved in the exciting game of baseball. May it continue to enhance many lives, both on and off the field, with heaven's manifold blessings.
Please join us for a joke told in Azerbaijani, entitled Discoveries.
Fizika müəllimi Isaac Newton alma ağacının kölgəsində oturanda başına bir alma düşər və hələ də ağırlıq açar. Necə də gözəldir, tələbə. Bəli, o bizim kimi sinifdə otursaydı və kitaba baxsaydı, o heç bir şey aça bilməzdi.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Before I drank beer, used alcohol and smoked. I gave up smoking and stopped all bad things thanks to Supreme Master Chinhai's teaching about how to love, how to live, how to grow up, and how to feel peaceful. I always watch Supreme Master TV and improve my mind. Thank you so much, Supreme Master Chinhai. Lot Bater from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.
Hi Lot Batar, it is good to hear from you. Supreme Master Chinhai has a reply for you.
Loved Salt Batar, I am very happy to know that you succeeded in leaving some debilitating habits behind. The lives of all people and animals will be improved indescribably if the undesirable and harmful substances, meat, addictive drugs, alcohol, and tobacco are no longer part of humanity's lifestyle. What a joyous golden age awaits us then. May heaven's grace illuminate you and all the spiritual people of Great Mongolia. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. please send them to hardline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hardline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be blessed with abundant happiness and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Speaking during the holy time of the Hajj, His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz of Saudi Arabia conveys his honor in serving pilgrims from around the world as he encourages all to uphold the tolerant spiritual values of Islam.
The European Union approval of visa-free travel to Schengen Zone countries for citizens of Bosnia and Albania results in a surge of biometric passports issued daily as travel is open to nearly all of Western Europe.
The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, launches a new campaign in African countries to protect young girls from the tradition of genital cutting by working with communities to change social norms and promote awareness of alternatives.
Affirming their mutual respect and friendship, Formosan, or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou, and visiting Honduran President Porfirio Lobo Sosa sign agreements pledging continued collaboration as Formosa promises support for the development of education, medical care, social welfare, and other services in Honduras.
Organized by Modo Electro Wiedemann in partnership with organization Solar Electric Light Fund, proceeds from a celebrity auction of gowns donated by supermodels including Cindy Crawford, Iman, Christy Turlington, Elle McPherson, and others will bring solar power to benefit clinics in Rwanda, Haiti, and other countries in need.
In an effort to abolish the cruel practice of shark finning, the European Commission asked scientists, the industry, NGOs, and other parties to offer opinions over the next 12 weeks towards successfully revising existing law.
Academy and Emmy Award-winning Hollywood actor and comedian Robin Williams is donating 100% of the proceeds from his comedy performances in Christchurch, New Zealand, to help with rebuilding efforts in the city after the devastating earthquake of early September 2010.
During a meeting in Nairobi, Kenya, UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, delegates add 50 new elements such as Spanish flamenco dance, Chinese acupuncture, and traditional carpet-making techniques from Iran and Azerbaijan, among others, to its list of the world's intangible cultural heritage.
In a list compiled by researchers from Germany and the US, China's Tianhe 1A system is ranked as the fastest supercomputer in the world.
Springer Spaniel Canine Doc, stranded on a cliff overnight in a state park in Colorado, USA, is rescued by Master Deputy Police Officer Dylan Jaquetta, who rappels 80 feet down a ravine to save him.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.